You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has never been this high, and the NASDAQ in 2023 so far is up 6 times what you might expect in an average year. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Dow hit a record high yesterday and looks on track to maintain that momentum this morning. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ indices rallied as well. Stocks were propped up by investors thinking the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates next year. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
The economy has endured a more than 5 percentage point increase in interest rates this year. A recession has not materialized as feared, and investors got cheery yesterday when Fed Chair Jerome Powell signaled, oh so subtly, that the Fed is starting to think about cutting rates.
We are seeing strong growth that appears to be moderating. We're seeing a labor market that is coming back into balance by so many measures, and we're seeing inflation making real progress. These are the things we've been wanting to see.
In the Fed's policy statement, nearly all officials thought rates will likely be lower by this time next year. Cue the stock rally, because lower rates would be good for consumers who are now spending more cautiously and companies who need to borrow to expand. The Dow, comprised of some of the biggest companies from Apple to Visa and Walmart, rose to a record high. The S&P 500, which has been mostly rising since late October, is now up more than 20% this year. The tech-heavy NASDAQ is up more than 40%. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
So the Fed chair is liking the data showing inflation coming down. And when it comes to gas prices, it's more than prices no longer rising as fast. It is disinflation. Retail gasoline down 6% October to November.
Gas prices are down nearly 20% since peaking for the year at $3.88 a gallon in late September, says Andrew Gross at AAA.
And we will probably keep shaving a penny, maybe 2 cents every day through the end of the year and into January.
Gross says gasoline demand is down with fewer people driving after the summer holidays. Plus,
it could be that people's driving habits changed during the pandemic and also when they were being forced to pay, you know, $5 a gallon gasoline.
Every day, there are more cars on the road that don't use gas or use less of it, says Carl Brower at online auto marketplace IC Cars.
Gas prices have always had a big impact on demand for alternative fuel vehicles, hybrids and electric.
Last year's $5 a gallon gas pumped up EV sales. Brower says they're tapering off a bit now with gas just above $3 a gallon. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to China's shaky real estate industry, with property companies deeply in debt. We're often reporting on Evergrande. Well, today a firm called Country Garden, where their news executives are having their salaries radically cut. The China mess is being felt across borders. Back in 2016, Country Garden had unveiled a $100 billion project in Malaysia. Forest City would have had a population of nearly a million people. 8 years on, Forest City is nearly empty. The BBC's Nick Marsh reports.
I'm on the tip of Malaysia, driving south towards the coast, and there's something strange in the distance. A dozen tower blocks on the horizon. Locals call it Ghost City. In reality, it's a Chinese-built mega housing development, and it's where I'll be spending the night. And on first impressions, it's hard to believe that anyone actually lives here. Even in mid-afternoon, the long corridors in the towers are pitch dark. It feels more like a haunted house than a happy home. Finding residence was a struggle, but eventually I met Joanne Kaur. She moved here from northern Malaysia and has been renting for the past 4 months.
Do you feel like it's a ghost town?
From what I've seen so far, yes. I would have to agree.
Yeah. Maybe you should try after 12. Take a stroll.
Country Garden Group built a prime model of future city.
Forest City was a chance for people in China's aspirational middle class to invest in a second home abroad, which they could then rent out to locals here.
Forest City, a dream paradise for all mankind.
But the company behind the project, Country Garden, is facing debts of nearly $200 billion. Now, with cash drying up, Forest City is a surreal place. It's like visiting an abandoned holiday resort.
So I'm in the shopping mall now. Half of it's still basically just a building site. But in front of me, there's a kids' train, no one on it, and the driver is just doing endless loops around the mall.
It's lonely around here. You're on your own.
This is Nazmi Hanafia. He used to live in Forest City, but after 6 months, he decided to cut his losses and get out. He didn't even mind losing his rental deposit.
It's a multi-billion project. It's supposed to be good. It's supposed to meet expectation, but it's frustrating.
Many millions in China have invested their life savings into projects just like this, and they'll be wanting some reassurance sooner rather than later. From southern Malaysia, I'm the BBC's Nick Marsh for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. You've been listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.